This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has launched counter-offensive actions in its Kursk region to dislodge Ukrainian forces who stormed across the border 5 weeks ago and put Russian territory under foreign occupation for the first time since World War II. Zelensky's comments in Kyiv on Thursday came shortly after Russia's defense ministry said Moscow's forces had recaptured 10 settlements in Kursk and listed their names. There was a large gathering of people in a major U.S. western city to remember an American activist killed by the Israeli military, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Hundreds of people gathered on a sandy beach in Seattle Wednesday night to remember 26-year-old Aisha Nora Aigi. The American and Turkish citizen was shot and killed by Israeli soldiers last Friday in the occupied West Bank, where she had traveled to protest settlements on the Palestinian territory. Juliet Majid was her friend.
To see so many people from so many aspects of her life here, how many lives she's touched.
The Israeli military said Aigi was likely shot indirectly and unintentionally by Israeli soldiers. President Joe Biden said in a statement Wednesday that there must be full accountability. Turkey's justice minister says his country is launching an investigation into Aigi's death. I'm Donna Warder.
Peruvian President Dina Boluarte attended the funeral of former President Alberto Fujimori on Thursday. Boluarte embraced both of Fujimori's children, politicians Kiko and Kenji, before approaching his casket. Fujimori, who died on Wednesday, steered economic growth during the 1990s, but was later jailed for human rights abuses stemming from a bloody war against Maoist rebels. This is VOA News.